On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria môre op na 28, Johannesburg 26, Rustenburg 32 grade.
Hey, streets are busy in the N3, busy from Marlborough Drive all the way down towards Germiston. Everything into the Crown Interchange is a mess this afternoon, and everything into the Buccleuch Interchange and north through at least Allendale is busy.
Joe Manny, the sport headlines. The South Africans are struggling at the moment with the Proteas 45-4 chasing down 176 against India in the first T20. And Andre the Giant says the Boks are ready to revive the Sharks.
In Boksburg het die ANC se algemene raadsvergadering gehoor dat hernuwing in KwaZulu-Natal 'n langtermynprojek is. Nou die tweede adjunkkoördineerder in die provinsie is Siboniso Duma. Duma sê hoewel die provinsie die meeste takke het in die land, is daar in die algemeen minder as 100 lede by elk. Anastasia Makhomo het meer.
The ANC's midterm report shows that only 174 branches in KZN have more than 100 members, leaving the majority small and less active. Duma says this underscores the need to scrutinize who joins the party and ensure members are committed, well-trained, and aligned with ANC values.
So we don't want to short-circuit the processes. We want to follow everything to the T, and we are in the process of cleansing our organization, at the same time the voters' role of the ANC.
He says building a strong organization requires attention to human capital, state development, infrastructure delivery, and active community engagement. Anastasia Mokhobu for Jacaranda News Watch in Boksburg.
Die spesiale ondersoekeenheid het intussen 'n bewaringsbevel teen 'n voormalige werknemer van Eskom ontvang. Die landmeter en projekbestuurder Johannes Mfalapitsa word by bedrog ter waarde van 54 miljoen rand betrek. Hy mag nou geen van sy eiendomme verkoop of oordra nie. Die eenheidswoordvoerder is Kasser Kanyago.
An Eskom employee and his family received approximately 8 million rand in payments from companies unlawfully favored in the 54 million rand tender. Some of the issues that were found in the investigation are systemic conflict of interest and abuse of power.
En die saak teen 'n paartjie in Midrand wat aangekla is van die vervaardiging en verspreiding van beeldmateriaal waarin kinders seksueel uitgebuit word, is na die Hooggeregshof in Johannesburg verskuif. Darren Wilken en Tiana Moodley verskyn weer volgende jaar in die hof. Nou, hulle is vasgetrek nadat 'n internasionale ondersoek geloods is deur die FBI in Amerika en die plaaslike owerheid. 'N minderjarige in die VSA het sogenaamde sextortion saak aangemeld. Cliff Schicko volg die verrigtinge.
The couple was charged with money laundering, drug possession and numerous other charges related to cyber crimes. During their arrest, the police found electronic devices allegedly containing millions of images and videos of child sex abuse. There was also a large undisclosed amount of cash believed to be proceeds of the alleged criminal activities. The state alleges that the accused produced and distributed child abuse material globally for financial gain. The matter has been postponed to next year for pre-trial. Cliff Schicko for Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria môre op na 28 grade, Johannesburg 26, Mbombela 23 en Skukuza 27 grade, Polokwane 29, Messina 35, Mahikeng en Rustenburg 32 grade. Ek is Marlene Forshey, die dag se ander groot stories is op jacarandafm.com, meer nuus om 7.